wish I would've known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just did what I always do. Every day the same routine before I skate off to school. But who knew that this day wasn't like the rest? Instead of taking the test, I took two to the chest. Call me blind, but I didn't see it coming. Everybody was running, but I couldn't hear nothing except gun blast. It happened so fast, I didn't really know this kid, though I survived in class. Maybe this kid was reaching out for love, or maybe for a moment he forgot who he was. Or maybe this kid just wanted to be hugged. Whatever it was, I know it's because...
Oh boy, oh boy. I thought it was quicker to come up on the...
Yeah, man. They fucking took their time getting to that goddamn chorus.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I thought it was going to be way quicker than that.
Yeah.
I'm not sorry. And you're welcome.
Yeah.
Is more like it.
Exactly.
Hello, and you're welcome, everybody, to another episode of How Sadness the Podcast. We're back in the stinky old sack, y'all. Damn. Kiss my grits.
Yes, and tits.
My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and with me, as always, is the one, the only.
It's me, Casey. What's it to you, Gaylord Stoddard? Hot dogging it. Get it. Found it. Nope. Almost. Too many. I don't know, man. I think we already pushed it.
What's it to you, Gaylord?
I just added it today.
It's so good. It's so funny.
What's it to you, Gaylord?
Oh my God, we got to clean our soundboard up. It's too much, too many pages. We gotta have a best of best of hit. Speaking of, I fucking listened to this live best of Garth.
Ooh,
we should put that one on. To play the third verse. That one was great. He's a goddamn showman, I'll tell you.
Like a full concert?
I don't think so. It might have been. I don't know. You know when they do the live shit and then they cut in some like rare studio shit or like B-sides or something.
Yeah.
I think it was more like that.
Yeah.
More like that. Mm. But it was dope. I listened to it when I was hammered the other night and stayed up. I didn't go to bed.
Oh,
and
no.
Just ended up shaving my entire face.
Yeah, so, why'd you do that?
I don't know, man. I just been in my head so much lately.
You
ever have that shit where like...
No.
You got to rearrange something or like...
Yep.
I spent like... We went to the dark room to work on the cast.
Yeah.
I started drinking. And then when we got back, I kept drinking and just sat at my desk and worked on shit. And I was exporting videos and shit. And one good happy thing. I know I talked about how the video from the Irvine Improv, the sound was shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was just like all the way down. And luckily, because it was almost raw audio, I could bring it up. The problem with that is you still can't hear the audience very well.
Oh.
So there's no excitement.
Yeah,
like
you can
hear them laugh. You can like tell, but you can tell it's from my mic that you're hearing it from.
That's fine.
So it's not like if I send it out, people are like, oh, he's fucking killing or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
nah,
but who knows?
That's totally fine, I think.
Who knows what's going to happen with that. But
yeah.
I was working on that. I was fucking resetting my computer, all this other dumb shit, and then... Yeah. Just got all fucking Garthed out and nostalgic and was just going crazy. And I was like, I got to do something. I don't know what to do. I'm not going to give myself tattoos anymore when I'm drunk. Mm. So, and the shit was all set up. I could have done it.
I haven't shaved my beard in like 5 or 6 years, I want to say. And
a poon's age.
Yeah. It's been a long darn time. And I would do the same thing. Like, I was like, because I can't remember who it was, but there's this song. This is so stupid. I read this once in college, and there's this songwriter I really liked. I don't remember who, but he was saying, like, whenever he felt like he was in a rut, he needed to do something. He needed to change something physically. So he's like, I usually just, like, shave my head or something like that.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, that's so good. Like, just reset your brain. And then, like, so I would do that too, but now I haven't shaved in so long, but I feel like I should soon, maybe.
I don't know,
just to start over.
I mean, I guess it's all right, but at the same time, I remember why
I'm not a huge fan of clean shaven. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I just haven't been looking in the mirror that much. Yeah.
And then the conversations, oh my God, you look so fucking different.
You look young. Yeah. Hey, you look younger. And I'm like, okay.
I remember, I think I shaved one time and Sean Daly was like, oh, I see why you grew the beard.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, thanks, buddy.
At least he was honest.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because honestly, I think I look better with a beard. I got this round face that doesn't look great shaven because it's just like a... It's a fucking
You
pool.
Do look like a baby. That's why you just look like a baby.
It's like this round cherub face.
Yeah.
And then all this...
You say chair?
Cherub.
Cherub.
It's like an angel baby. You never heard cherub?
Oh, no. That's a new word. I like that.
There you go. I'm teaching you something.
Yeah. I said no!
I thought you said chair. I was like, what, a chair?
You know, I got a chair face. You know, it's one of those rounded bottom chairs. You know.
Yeah, that's what I thought that's what you meant. I was like, oh, that's okay. You mean like a stool?
Yeah, no, it's like one of those UFO stool. Seats. It's like a mama-san, papa-san, whatever. Yeah. Papa-san, I think, right?
I don't know, sure.
Mama-san's the two-seater.
I know nothing about chairs.
We had a papa-san at my apartment with my friend Luke.
Yeah.
That Woody and I started becoming really good friends at.
Because
he would come to hang out with Luke.
Uh-huh.
And Luke was never there.
Yeah.
Because he was either with his girlfriend or he was just ignoring people because he was just doing that then.
Yep.
And I was always there.
Yeah.
Watching movies that I downloaded or something. And so Woody just started bringing movies over. And we became best friends.
That's good.
Yeah. And I always sat in the papasan and I felt bad because that was the best chair in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Kitchen living room.
You know what the worst pizza is? Papasans.
Papasans.
Yep, I got to move that light behind you because it's right in my eye.
Oh, yeah, go for it. I already had to take my shirt off. I don't know why I even fucking had it on in the first place. Like, it's been goddamn 106 degrees on my drive back from work for the past two fucking days. Thanks a lot, fucking climate change.
Yeah.
You asshole.
I know we're in L.A., but it's almost fucking November, and it's supposed to be... It's been over 100 degrees. This is the third day. It's supposed to be over 100 tomorrow. And then it's supposed to get to like 95 on Friday.
Yeah.
So like that's not, it's
and
not
that's
normal.
Like celebrated. Like, it's going to be 90 now. I didn't understand the the jokes about what?
I moved it right.
Oh, just turn it off.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good. I don't give a shit unless you think I'm going to look creepy.
No, that's fine. I'm not too-
I don't care. Ooh, here I go. In your butt.
It's setting the mood for what we got coming in.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good. I didn't get the jokes. Like, if you see any, like, text meme thing online ever that's, like, shows, like, a fucking, what's it called? Not a thermometer. Your fucking dash setting in your car for, like, AC and heat.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, in the morning, and it shows it heated all the way up, and then during the day, on the way back. It's the truest shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking awful.
Yeah.
You'll wake up in the morning, it's, like, 60 degrees, and then I'm driving home, and it's 104.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck?
Just man.
Where can you live that is constantly 69?
I don't know, but if I ever find it, I ain't telling you.
Oh, you're hogging the 69 state. Yeah.
No, man, I remember, like, in Chicago when during the winter when I was, like, walking dogs and shit, like, I would, like, go to use my phone, and it was like, it's too cold to use your phone. Like,
that's
your phone's
so
fucked up. Yeah.
That's so if you don't keep it close enough to your body long enough.
Like, I get, like, I hate when people from the Midwest are like, oh, no, like, oh, yeah, but, like, it's a dry heat. Like, yeah, like, you
know. It's still hot.
Yeah, it's not as humid. You don't feel like you're fucking drowning in the air, but it's still, it's like the fucking sun is right on your asshole.
Yeah.
Like 69 hours a day. It sucks, man.
You got to have a fucking change of clothes almost.
Yeah.
Like with constantly.
Well, I don't have AC in my car, so I drive. I like change in the parking lot when I go to work. So like just because I'm going to sweat through what I'm wearing.
Oh, completely.
It fucking blows, man. Yeah.
That's why I wear black t-shirts. I just started wearing black t-shirts and the same black shorts to work every single day.
Yeah.
And it's because, and by the time I get home, it's usually, that's the nice thing in the morning. I don't go into work sweating. Mm-hmm. It's usually on the ride home that I come back and you have that fucking, sash, that sweat sash across your fucking,
It's dumb.
You can do it! Cut his fucking head off!
It's kind of a crapshoot now, the soundboard, because I can't even, you can't read any of it.
Oh, yeah, they all have really long
names. Fucking blue color and shit, too.
Yeah.
It's not...
Bing, dong, a ding, fling, flung, a fling, ching, chong, a ching.
It's, you know what it really is.
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
Ah,
that's fine.
I personally think it's more a little bit,
Oh, boy. I forgot about that one. That's going to be a favorite.
You can't see
them,
though, once it goes blue.
I'll know where that is, though. That's going to be a favorite.
Oh, that's such a good one.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. bring it back down. Bring it. Bringing
oh,
it back to the.
See him at all though.
To the shaving.
Oh yeah.
Another thing. Well, like one of the reasons. Well, I've always wanted a beard, and I had to start shaving at like a young age, and like when I did shave like regularly, like I would have to like wear aftershave like 3 or 4 days afterwards because my face was I would just like break. I would get razor burn so easily.
Yeah, yeah, I get razor burn. Really
yeah,
easy.
So that was like another reason I stopped shaving. But did you ever shave the pubes? You ever do that?
Yeah. Oh, I've gone down that route.
Yeah, I used to do it in like high school because like everyone I played hockey with was like, no, man, you got to shave your pubes. And I was
all
like,
the way off?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so stupid because like you do that and then like you're going to sweat a bunch and you're just going to get like the worst fucking like jock itch and shit. And I was like, why the fuck am I doing this? Just because some dickhead told me to?
Yeah.
Like, why does he care if I have I shave my pubes or not? Yeah. It's so stupid, but you know.
But. He's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind.
Oh. He wants to feel no hair because he's blind.
Yeah.
No. I did that. I tried it all. I nared my butthole
oh,
once.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. Really? I was in... It was freshman year of college, though, so it wasn't as thick as she is now. Do you ever do... Okay, this is going to sound really weird.
Quick aside.
Go ahead.
I knew a kid. This is... This is really stupid. So he pulled his groin, and he thought that meant he hurt his ball sack. So he rubbed Icy Hot all over his balls, and it like got into his taint and his asshole.
Uh-huh.
And he was just like in class, just like
he did it
like
during school.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, he just like went to the bathroom like in between classes, and he was just like rocking in his chair,
idea.
Just like sweating. And I was just like, you're a fucking idiot,
dude,
man.
I did that. I did that dumb. When I was like jerking off heavy.
Yeah,
and I put Icy Hot on my body all the time because I was playing lacrosse, and I was like, "Yo, it feels good here."
Oh no,
I'm gonna try it on my dick.
Yeah,
and so I put it on my balls and my dick shaft.
Ooh,
and luckily did it in the bathroom because I immediately hopped in the fucking cold shower and was like rubbing it and like crying and yo,
I remember Trojan. They came out with they had fire and ice condoms for a while. Do you ever try those? You did?
Yeah.
I read a review where a guy was like, "Yeah, it feels like Icy Hot." So he's like, "It's a no for me." So I didn't do it.
No, it didn't. It
and
didn't,
I wasn't getting laid at that time. Because
I hate your stuff like that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah,
that's not
Tim,
the one I was looking
Tim,
for.
Tim,
he's got
Tim
my
has
back.
Your
that's
back.
Good
yeah,
to know. Yeah, yeah.
No,
that's
I
what
tried
I was
him
for. That's all.
Because I got a sample pack one time, and I went through all of them with somebody, and we. You know, weighed our options and decided what we liked, and they were good. But it's just a little extra.
Yeah, I don't need
that. You don't need.
Yeah,
you know when I think it might be good is when you're in your 60s or 70s.
Oh yeah,
spice it up
to
you know
remind you that you can just so you can feel something.
Yeah,
down
yeah.
There, you know?
After you're done eating at Russ's or Big Boy or something, you know, some bland ass meal, you go home and you fucking spice up that cock and pussy. Penetration spice, you know?
I like it.
Yeah.
Speaking of penetration.
Let's get started here with our weekly This is a good work cause it's a beat. Yes, it is. Hey, have you met this person? Yes, I have. Would they fuck me? No, they wouldn't. Hey, go ahead and ask. Hey, would you fuck me? Go fuck yourself. Wouldn't fuck
Perfect.
Me, is everybody.
Yeah. Bad timing on that sound effect by me.
What?
No, that's fine. No, I fucked
it
up.
Does it bother you that people call you a retard?
Does it?
No.
Does it bother you that people call you a retard?
Is that from, is that Zodiac?
That's Zodiac.
Okay.
Does it bother you that people call you a retard?
No one calls me
that. Nobody calls me that.
All right. I'll start this off like usual, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this first wouldn't fuck me is Summer from the OC.
Ooh.
Rachel Bilson. Almost said Rachel Bilson. Whoa. She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if when I jizzed, I sang California. California. Here I come.
And this is how it's done in Orange County.
Yeah, or that's, that. And that's what I say when I'm ends, wiping it up. Luke comes in. Luke comes in, wipes it up for me.
Yeah, he's on the floor. Yeah, and that's how it's done in Orange County. All right, and he just goes back into your closet. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not gay. I go back in the closet afterwards.
Exactly.
Okay,
it's okay.
Coming out is only gay if you stay out. All right,
it's true.
That's what my dad told me.
It's true.
No, I'm into that. I like it. All right, this one is Suki Waterhouse. She was in. She was in that movie Bad Batch.
Oh, yeah.
Give me some fucking noodles! She was in that movie. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I had a bad snatch.
Yeah.
You know, bad in the dope sense, though. Mm, you know? Dope dick.
Dope dick, eh?
Dick on a rope. Dope on a rope. Dope dick on a rope.
Wow.
Tell me about it.
All right. This next one is Jordan Ladd. From Cabin Fever. We watched that over the weekend.
Yeah,
good movie. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was the party man.
Party man. Yeah. Oh, I'm the party man.
That guy is so good in that.
Dude,
role.
We got to get that. Write that down for the sound.
Oh, it's the party man. Hey. Fucking. I don't think he's ever been in anything else, but you know.
He's definitely been in some other stuff. Yeah. He's in number two, I think. I never watched it.
Oh, I think I fell asleep during
that one. How you doing, party man? Yeah. Oh, it's the party man.
Oh, it's so
that's
good.
The greatest shit ever.
Yeah. All right. He's the best.
All right, so last one, fuck me here.
Let's hear it.
It's a Muslim woman.
Uh-huh.
And she wouldn't fuck me.
All right.
Not even if I owned a bow tie.
Oh. Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Black Muslims wear bow ties, you know?
Do they really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't know that? That was like
bow ties?
Yeah. You're thinking...
No, I like Malcolm X?
Yeah.
Is that why he wore a bow tie?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he just had style.
No, that's like... Muslims have style, man.
Sure.
Here, I'll show you.
I didn't know that was a customary thing.
Yeah, look at them all wearing... Oh. Okay, well, look at all the people wearing bow ties.
Interesting, okay. Yeah. Cool.
Looks like a Green Day concert out of the red and black. It was a joke. It was a bad joke. Hey!
No. Perfect. Oh, that's so good.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, those are the wooden fuck me's, you guys. And now our new tradition is starting with Joke of the Gay.
Yep.
Which doesn't make sense. It's you guys' Joke of the Gay is... Yeah. A lot of times we have to do two jokes of the gay.
Yeah, we're joke still of the trying to gay think of a name. Episode.
Gape. Gape episode.
Gape episode. Ooh, there we go. Okay.
It's a gay episode and a gaping...
Chode.
Chode.
Boom.
Gape-a-chode. Joe.
We got it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is... Yeah, that's a good setup for us about to try to tell jokes. Is
Yeah. Well, I mean... everything I wrote down is just...
Do you want me to start or finish? Because this one's long.
I'll start because it's not a joke. It's just a setup that like I've always just had in the back of my head.
Okay.
But for some reason, I've always wanted to do a joke where it's like...
Oh, shit. Actually, okay. Yeah, keep going. I'm so sorry. I thought we were gonna have to start over.
Go ahead. We didn't.
No, you're good. You always wanted to do a joke about...
It's just... So Ernest Hemingway's mom dressed him like in a dress until he was like 9.
Really?
So I've always wanted to do a joke where it's like, yeah, my mom used to make me wear dresses, but it's not. But then I don't. But then there's a twist, and I don't know what it could be. But I've always just wanted to make a joke about that.
Wearing dresses?
Yeah. Well, my mom like made me dress as a. You know,
but it's just because it was. I'm just trying to think of like a.
Well, it's a thing. Like
his she used mom to make me wear a dress. Because I, she was sick of me shitting my pants.
Yeah.
So she just let me log out on the floor. I don't know.
On the floor. Yeah. That's the thing is like, I don't know where to go from there, but I always just, that's a setup I've always wanted to do.
Your mom made you wear a dress?
No.
No. That your mom wanted you to wear, made you wear a dress.
Yeah, she did. Okay. Setup. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Yeah.
It's
that's
not
what really what it is. Yeah. It is. You caught me. You fucking caught me.
You did it. All right.
Yeah, you got me. Okay,
I know that's where that came from. Oh, hey, look, a lizard! There goes a lizard in a dress. Cute.
Yeah, yeah. I always just thought it'd be funny if I could, because then they're like, oh, like his mom did it because she wanted a daughter. Yeah. Yeah, but then you can just twist it and be like, nah, it's because I don't know.
Yeah, my dad's buddy is a football coach for Ravenna.
Mm-hmm. For what?
Ravenna.
What's that?
Where you don't know
that?
Ravana?
No.
It's a high school in, near like Muskegon and shit.
Ravana?
Ravana. They're like really good football team. They were. Yeah? Yeah, he was pretty big for it. You know?
Like are they... Muskegon's got some really
I'm
good...
I'm not going to know.
Okay, I was going to say they got some really good ones.
Look it up while I'm talking or something. Or
Orchard
we'll
Lake
St. Later.
Mary's? There's good.
Huh?
Orchard Lake St. Mary's?
I don't know.
That's a good team up there. Muskegon themselves. All right, who cares?
Okay, yeah. But he wanted boys.
Town. Yeah.
And they had like a farm, and they have this weird zoo where they have like a bobcat and shit, and he has all this shit.
He has a bobcat?
He has some other shit too. Maybe not a bobcat, but he has some weird shit, like foxes and shit, like
okay.
Just in cages. You go over and it's
Jesus
like,
Jesus Christ.
He's like, here's the zoo, kind of like, we don't let them out because they're fucking
crazy. Call the zoo.
But like, Dusty, his name's Dusty.
Oh boy.
And, I've known him since I was real little. And, he wanted boys. He got three girls.
Mm-hmm.
So he named them all like Sam, Alex, and fuck. I just forgot her name. There's another one, but it's like
Todd.
A super androgynous name, you know? Yeah, and the last one's name is Bruce. Like,
yeah. Fuck it.
I'm sick of fucking playing around anymore.
I always feel bad for... Like, I know a few like people like that where like they clearly wanted boys or girls, and I'm like, I just feel so bad for... They're kids.
Every time,
a good person.
They got to get the kids. Got to get over the fact that you name them that because it's what they're called.
Yeah.
It's what they call themselves. Yeah. It's what they're called every fucking day. Yeah.
I have an androgynous name,
Casey.
Look at me. I turned out to be the best pussy eater of all time.
You know? Boy, what is? I stared at your tits. Did it make you uncomfortable?
No, I just, it's when I have my shirt off, I like doing. I don't know.
Oh, okay,
like, you know, like in Superstar where she goes for the pits, I go for the tits.
You know what's weird? Would you say this? I have unusually non-hairy nipples for how hairy I am.
Yeah, you do. You got a lot. Like
it like stops at my nipples.
Yeah, it looks like. It looks like, you know, when they're doing a facial and they put cucumbers over their eyes. It looks like you put cucumbers over your nips and got waxed. Because I got some hairy ass nips.
Yeah, that's what I was seeing. I was like, damn.
Yeah, because I got like, I got only a space.
You have like a, you have like a Christian hair set growing.
Yeah. Like I got like
the Antichrist.
Fucking, you know.
Well, it's not upside down though.
Yeah, I got, you know, Jesus got crucified on my nips.
He got his hands nailed to my nipples.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like you look like you rolled around in glue and then someone just threw.
And I was like, not the nipples! And it just held my fingers over my nipples.
Yeah, you got way more hair than I do.
Yeah, there's too much. Yeah. All right, do you want to do... You said you had a couple of quick ones. Do you want to do a couple? Because mine's long, and then we can be done.
I gotta look. That was the only...
Oh, that's fine, then. No, that's fine. I'm gonna just do mine, then, and we'll be done.
I got a longer one for the next episode.
Let's do that, then. Okay, but, I'm gonna do this one, then. Is that cool?
Yeah,
it's just longer. I wasn't sure
if
you had more.
No, I got nothing good.
All right, so this one, shit. This might be a little sporadic too because I got busy doing a lot of other shit like sound effects and stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to read this over, but it was in my documents where it was like written out, so it's not like a short, quick note.
Yeah.
God, I feel like I got a burp.
I feel like I gotta jump in a fucking.
Excuse me. Okay, so it's funny to me that before technology, one of our ways to find out what the weather was going to be like was based on your grandfather's extremities.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be like, storms are coming. Mm-hmm. I can always tell when my feet swell up. And you know, you as a kid, you'd be like, wow, grandpa's magic. You know, and if he were lucky, it would storm that night or he would put the kids to bed before they could tell. And to them, he would be a fucking god.
Mm-hmm.
But now that technology is our god, things would go a little differently. It'd be more like, ooh, Billy, storms are coming. I can always tell when my feet swell up. And be like, shut up, old man. My iPad says it's clear skies until Tuesday, you busted old fuck. Plus, stop talking about your feet. You don't even have any. You lost them in the Black Friday riots of 2010. I feel like I would make a terrible parent because if my father ever said some shit like that to my kid, I wouldn't let it stand.
Mm.
He'd come up and he'd be like, Papa, Grandpa can tell the weather by his magic feet. Be like, no, Grandpa isn't magic. Grandpa is a fucking liar. You know how I know he is a liar? Because when I was your age, Grandpa told me I could be whatever I wanted when I grew up. And well, do I look like a fucking Ninja Turtle to you? Didn't think so. A few karate classes and a tube of green face paint was the best you could do? You might as well have just pissed in my face. Grandpa isn't special and neither are his feet. They just have arthritis, probably caused from, and I wrote three ideas down here.
Ooh.
Running away from all of his child support.
Okay.
Kicking all of my dreams in the face.
Ooh.
Peaking in high school.
Ooh.
One of those.
One or two.
I think kicking all of my dreams in the cunt would be better than the face. And the only reason Grandpa acts like he's magic is so that he can pretend for even just one day that his life mattered and that he isn't going to die sad and alone. And I don't have anything else after that.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I haven't done it.
Yeah.
Is because it's, ends on a sad note. I know I tried to fuck with that one before.
Yeah.
That one said swollen knee weather too, so I figured that one would be more done. This one's got a lot of, this one looks like it's more. Oh, no, it's just got a ton of fucking shit written.
Yeah. I like it because, I remember that. Like, I think that's like a Midwest thing where it's like someone's like, oh, storms, like, storms are coming. I can feel it in my bones. Like,
so this is what it is. Yeah. So I wrote the first part of this, the grandpa shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more so, I think, supposed to be a bit about how, like, all the mysticism is gone because of technology.
Oh, I got you.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Kids are on fucking iPads. And so it was neat. You know, your grandpa would be like, your knee's swelling up. And it's like, what is that? You know, when your grandpa's knee swells up, it's going to thunderstorm.
Yeah.
And then everybody makes fake thunder outside of one window when you're younger. Nobody did that ever, but that'd be amazing.
I remember my grandpa would always say, whenever this was so stupid, because like when we were up at his cabin to go fishing, he was like, well, you know, he's like, you better hope the sun sets in the west because that's when the fish bite the best. Or sets in the east, the fish bite the least. And it's like either next day we'd go fucking fishing either way.
Either way.
It was just like that. Yeah.
It's like, red sky at morning, sailors be warning.
Yep.
Red sky at night, sailors delight.
Yeah.
I tried to write a joke one time. I'll find it sometime and do it for Joke of the Gay. Gay Pachode. But it was like, it was talking about how rhyming is just so universally accepted that you could rhyme something and people just believe it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like snitches get stitches.
And
then I say a bunch and then I end it with like, dumb cunts that rhyme get kicked in the dick. I don't know, something stupid.
Yeah.
I'll work on that one. The swollen knee thing I like, but then I also have that one about you could, you know, I could maybe do it after that. Like women have that talent too.
Yeah.
But instead of predicting the weather, they could just predict their husband's mood.
Yeah.
I had that joke. I think I told it on here.
Yeah.
You know,
I was trying to think.
Oh, my eye is swollen.
Yeah. So, like, okay, I like the idea of you said that, like, it's going to, that technology is replacing the mysticism.
Yeah. It's more about the mysticism of, like, losing the fantasy of when you were younger nowadays.
Yeah. So,
like, kids are getting fucked and fucking at, like, 10 years old and shit now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That, like, that opens up to, like, what's their mysticism, like, I called Tommy a piece of shit on Twitter. That means come Monday he's gonna lick my apple.
Fritter.
Yeah.
I get the only mysticism now is like, if you don't repost this, you're gonna die in 6 days.
Oh yeah.
I don't fucking know. Who knows what it is? It sucks. It's just a bummer. I was more passionate about it when I wrote it. I haven't revisited. I'm trying to do that now though because of this joke of the game.
You'll find it. Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
I got another one that connects for the next episode.
It's got sea legs.
It's got wrong one.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right. Well, on that note, I need you to chat a little bit so that I can get us set up to take a quick break.
Okie dokie.
Break my dick off.
I don't really have anything to say.
You don't have anything to say?
No.
All right.
No,
well, hey, I got something to say.
Yeah?
Baby boy, I got something to say. We're going to take a quick commercial break with 30 seconds of Ballpark Beef Franks.
How can you tell if something's high quality?
Well, you can squeeze it, sniff it, thump it, or bump it. But if you can't pump it, it's not a ballpark frank.
Ballpark Beef Franks are the high-quality hot dogs that plump when you cook them. Because they're always made with fresh, lean 100% beef.
So go ahead and peel it, weigh it, press it, and caress it. But if you can't pump it, it's not a ballpark frank.
They plump when you cook them.
It had a ballpark, Frank.
Did he say sniff?
Squeeze?
Okay.
You can squeeze it. Sounded like sniff kind of at the beginning.
I was going to say.
You might have said sniff at one point.
There's a huge difference
between. You can squeeze it, tease it, bop it, and you twist it.
Ooh.
But if you can't plump it, then it's not Jake the Snake.
Okay. All right. I didn't know where that was going, but yeah, I liked
me neither.
It.
Yeah.
I thought you were going for the bop it.
I should have said Jacob's Snake. That's why I was doing a bop it thing, too.
Yeah,
but
sniffing and smelling are very different.
Oh, Ballpark Franks, baby. Holy cow.
Gotta love them.
Took a 30-second bathroom break while that commercial was playing, and I just pissed out of my ass.
Oh, tell me about it, stud.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's this new diet I'm on, which is all cauliflower, pretty much.
Yeah, that'll give you some bad gas. And
what, is it known to do that?
Yeah, cauliflower and broccoli. Jesus Christ, I can't
talk. I knew broccoli did.
Yeah,
I
they both give you bad gas and...
All right.
Yeah, leafy.
Well, I've been trying to eat less, like, calories and shit, and so I've just been making, like, shit I would, like, what I tried to do, buffalo cauliflower shits, you know, instead of, but then now I'm trying different shit, like this weird sweet and spicy thing, and I did teriyaki tonight, and dip it in my own house-made ranch, which is the best ranch I've ever tasted in my life, not to toot my own corn.
Ooh.
Hole.
There you go. Poop, poop.
Poop, poop.
I'm into it.
So, yeah, I don't know what it is, but...
it's a no good.
It's not any sort of bueno.
It's not Doc Diener's.
No. All right, you guys, we got a new thing here for you.
We sure do.
So, we found some tapes.
Yes.
In this basement. In
my dad's butt.
In our dad's assholes.
Yeah.
We found some tapes of this show that was made. It was an audio show. It was way back in the day, but also might reference things nowadays.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? Cares? I don't know. I don't know either.
Yeah.
I might need to turn the light back on. No, I can read.
You can read?
I'm fine.
Okay.
But yeah, we were looking at all the tapes, and it's just a ton of episodes of these people. And so we're going to... It's some, like, paranormal stuff. A bunch of paranormal stuff, and so we're going to just... We're just going to play them for you.
Yeah.
And we hope you guys enjoy. So here we go with this paranormal weird tape stuff. I'm not even sure. I didn't listen to it. It just said paranormal junk.
Yeah, we don't got, a tape recorder or whatever.
Yeah. All right, here we go. I'm hitting play.
Let's go.
Greetings and salutations, listeners.
We are super excited to introduce you to our brand new show.
The Ghost Lisperers. Oh, the Lisperers.
Ooh, lispy. Let's get this. Let's start with some host introductions. So my name is Cecil Sassafras.
Mm-hmm.
Spent my school times at Mississippi State. Go Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And in my spare time, I enjoy sensually feeding ducks. Sorry, slip of the tongue. Sexually. I enjoy sexually feeding the ducks. They peck the pieces of sandwich bread out of my penis and my anus and my heart. Them ducks is all I got.
Oh, well, shoot. My name is Bartholomew O.J. Simpson, full relation, full retard, and my friends call me Juice.
Ooh.
You get it? Because the orange juice? O.J. for short. It's killer. Whoops, I mean clever. My bad. I would shout out my mother's slippery shoe and straight into the Mississippi River, where I spent my first few days... floating downstream past Missouri and ending up being raised by a school of smallmouth bass in Arkansas.
Two Mississippi boys, one from the land and one from the esoteric. No wonder we ended up crossing streams and paths.
Ooh, yes we did. We met at a seasonal swap meet in the parking lot of Sears.
We touched hands reaching for the same stack of old busty and dusty playboys. And have been besties ever since.
Boy, were they busty.
Just look at our friendship bracelets. Ooh, sparkly.
They so sparkly. I like them glittery and stuff. We are presently sitting in the center of a cemetery. I don't know if y'all can hear all this background. It's a lot of spooky crickets and all sorts of headstones and heads on sticks. And I don't know. It's let's take some silence and listen to the spooky sounds and see if we can hear anything spooky.
Oh, jeez, I'm so sorry about the flatulence. I just couldn't resist. I ate some fucking...
It's cauliflower. It's all that cauliflower you've been eating, Cecil.
New diet.
Sounds like you might have shit yourself.
I'll soldier through it. Now let's get this party started. Surprise, I brought us a Ouija board set.
I brought the scented candles, and I'm going to light these some bitches.
Ooh, now let's try and summon some ghosts. You ready for this?
Yes.
All right. Are there any spirits looking to spend some time with us two fellas?
Oh, shoot. Cecil, I think something is responding. My hand is sliding all on its own.
Oh, this is so exciting. What's it spelling?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. S. S. S.
Huh?
S. Yes. Oh, goodness gracious. It must be a snake.
Is this a sneaky snake we're speaking to? Oh, it's moving to yes. Oh, this must be a pet cemetery.
Oh, like Stephen King's. Cecil, you'd best get out that machine so as we can listen some more.
Oh, yes. The spooky spirit speaker.
Spooky spirit speaker.
So spooky.
Oh, it's a product of Cecil's own design. He's certainly super savvy at science.
Oh, guilty as charged. Oh, I do some tinkering in my spare time. You caught me.
Well, tell the listeners what this thing does.
All right, so basically this motherfucker translates some stuff the ghouls and spooky spirits say, and it reads us back to us so we can understand it.
So super sweet.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to start her up systematically. Oh, it's going. Oh, cat's out of the sack. I used mostly old Sega gaming system parts to construct this. You got me.
Oh, goodness, I knew it. I could have told you then at the end when it said Sega.
Oh,
but
yeah.
There's always been a certain sexiness to Sonic, in my personal ass opinions.
Oh, yeah. I'm more of a Tails man myself. Use one of them tails to choke me and the other one to jerk me off.
Ooh, knuckles deep, you know.
Ooh, there we go. But yeah. Anywho, so that's enough out of us silly geeses. Geese. You know, let's share some words with this snake. What do you say?
Yeah, let's see if this gizmo works. Fingers crossed. All right,
start with something simple.
Okay, all right, here we go. Are you a spooky snake spirit? How's he gonna...
Yes, I am snake. I have penis. Ghost penis.
Oh, success, the machine works. Seems to be a spooky snake spirit with a penis for certain. Ask him what his name is.
Listen, silly, you ask. He's sitting in right in front of us.
Oh, jeez, I'm just nervous. What's your name, Mr. Snake?
They call me Big Willie Style, because I am all in it, getting jiggy with it.
Oh, my goodness, Big Willie Style. That's how I place my orders for eggs. Big Willie Style, please, I'll say. It's this thing I do. Mr. Snake, what sorts of stuff do you do to get silly?
My favorite thing to do when I mess with the living is to wait until they sit down on the toilet to take a dump, and right after the turd has completely exited their buttholes, I slither up inside there and make them think the poop was trying to get back to its home. I also jizz in birthday cakes.
Oh, that's so atrocious. Now why would you go and do something like that, ruining someone's special day with your serpent semen?
Everyone likes a little snake splatter in their cake batter. Plus, I do it to help my girlfriend.
Oh, come on. Just how is it doing such a distressing thing supporting your significant others?
She's a cake fartist.
What in the dickens is a cake fartist?
She puts her ass in a cake, spreads her butt cheeks, and farts cake. Snake jizz makes the cake extra moist and helps her get juicier rips.
Oh, goodness, that's actually super sweet and chivalrous.
That's the fucking sweetest thing I ever heard in my darn life.
That's romanticism.
Oh, there we go. So, Mr. Snake, what's your favorite thing to snack on?
Pussy.
All right, now, Mr. Snake, show some restraint and censorship. There may be kids listening.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Bad boy.
So, what exactly is it about pussy that you like so much?
There is nothing better than going down to McDonald's and ordering up a piping hot Filet-O-Squish sandwich.
Goodness, what? That sounds delicious. What's a Filet-O-Squish sandwich?
It's pussy, dog. Sweet, wet and squishy pussy for you to snack on.
Ooh, sounds simply scrumptious.
Certainly sounds enticingly sweet.
What's going on? Is he done talking to me?
I think he's got some more to say.
You both get one more question each. I may be long, but I'm short on patience.
Oh, shoot. I think it's the... Well, shoot. Let's see.
Getting a little grumpy on us.
Oh, well, this is always a good one. Hey, Mr. Snake, what's one of your favorite jokes?
What's worse than the doctor telling you that you have AIDS?
I don't know, guys.
Whoa, what
I'm
is
so
that?
Bad at guessing. What?
Tell me.
Your dad telling you.
Well, that's just depressingly specific.
All right, hush. It's my turn. I possess the best question. Mr. Snake, do you ever wear sunglasses and like hop on a skateboard and be like, man, I look so fucking cool right now?
What kind of stupid question is that? Of course I do. I do that shit all the time, you fucking chodes. And I look hell damn awesome doing it. I'm sick of these nerd ass questions from you lisping dorks. I'm out of here, you dickbags.
Oh, where are you slithering off to, Mr. Snake?
I have a plane to catch. Ha 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 ha.
Son of a bitch, god damn it, he got us, Cecil.
Yeah, that's good,
the goddamn
man.
Snake roasted us.
Yeah, I personally don't understand. What's so special about snakes on a plane?
You know what? Screw it. You two dipshits are gonna make ghosts wish they could kill themselves. Now, if you'll excuse me, I am off to go muff diving in Aruba. It's better where it's wetter. Peace, nerds.
Oh, that guy's just so fucking cool. He had like two pairs of sunglasses on.
He threw
just
one on top of the others.
I haven't seen someone do that since Guy Fieri. But anyways.
Oh my goodness, one on the back of the head, one on the front.
He's so fucking cool.
Party in the front and back.
Yeah. That's
the mullet supreme.
All right, so this concludes our conversing with the ghostly spirit of certainly suspicious and offensive Sidewinder.
Such a gruesome tongue that serpent seemed to possess. All right, y'all, this is the Ghost Whisperer signing off.
See y'all soon, and remember,
spirits surround
the stars. What? That was done.
Holy shit.
That
was weird.
Yeah, we should have listened
the
to that
ghost
movie, right?
Lisperers.
Yeah, what a bunch of fucking losers.
Wow, I think I'm on the snake side with that one.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, a dead person was like, oh, this is my chance to talk to the living world. And he was like, nah, fuck that.
Well, think about all the spirits that passed it up. And
yeah,
a snake
was
came
like,
slithering by and was like, I guess I'll give him
yeah,
a shot.
I'll take the hit, team. Yeah.
Well, good for him, though. That was at least nice of the snake
to
do that.
I didn't know snakes ate, you know. Ate pussy.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. Got that.
I just, tongue.
If
it was me, I would have asked him more questions, you know, about eating pussy. Like, I'm sure you got that sweet tongue. It's small tongue, though. Do you ever dive in head first?
Yeah.
Would have been a question I might have asked.
I was going to ask him what he does for fingering, you know?
Rattlesnake.
Yeah, if he just shoves that in there.
Can you imagine a vibrating rattle?
Oh, yeah. While you're getting eaten out? Ugh.
Yeah, he goes in.
Destroys.
And then his rattle goes all the way back around and just diggles on the clip.
Yeah. What about a... Oh, man. If a boa constrictor ever, like, evolves to have a rattlesnake tail where he could, like, choke you, eat you out, and then stick a thing up your butt, come on.
Mm-hmm.
We're done as humans.
Well, that would be done just in general because at least rattlesnakes, I think they sense you're around them far enough away that they start rattling. You're not, like...
Yeah.
It's not like if you hear a rattle, you're fucked.
Yeah.
If it's a fucking boa constrictor or, like, an anaconda, you hear a rattle...
Big motherfuckers.
And it's going to be, like, it's going to be, like, a symphony of rain dances happening.
Who's shaking
rain
that fence?
Exactly.
Jesus
it's
going to
be
Christ.
Fucking window shaking.
Yeah.
And if you hear that, you're like, oh, that's the death sound? What? Oh, you mean the death sound?
Yeah. Oh, I hope I can come before I die. Yeah.
Hopefully he squeezes me hard enough that I actually come.
Oh, my God. Oh, I remember in middle school we had to watch... I don't remember. It was some fucking science video, and they're showing us how fish mate, and like, but it was just like in a lab, and this guy was just squeezing cum out of a fish, and it was so fucking funny. I don't think I like laughed that hard in school ever. Just a guy just all of his eggs. It was
just,
so fucking funny.
Mayonnaise packeting some fucking fish.
He just rolls it up real tight like it's a thing of toothpaste. Yeah, it was so fucking funny.
I remember my grandpa showed me getting eggs out of a fish.
Oh, yeah.
I was pregnant.
Yeah.
And same thing. You just squeeze babies out of... I mean, that'd be hilarious if a doctor just bear hugged a woman. Like, maybe way back in the day, didn't know what to do. And she's like, it hurts, and I just peed a lot of clear pee.
Yeah.
And he's like, give me a big old bear hug. Or they use bears to give birth.
Oh, there you go.
That'd and that's why there are so many deaths during childbirth.
Yeah, that's why no one likes Smokey anymore.
Hey, that's the problem. Smokey's great, 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 great grandfather used to
choke the bear.
Oh, Chokey the bear.
Oh, the get that motherfucker out.
Pediatrician in the world. Yeah. Yeah, it would just fucking squirt babies out, but did squeeze the mom to death.
Yeah.
So the baby shoots out one end and her brains shoot out the other.
You know.
And then he hibernates like an asshole.
He's like, I'm good for the winter.
Yo, I'm out. I'm out.
Fuck you, Chokey.
I love that.
You bitch.
All right. Well, on that note, let's take a quick commercial break. 30 seconds of Lunchables.
Mm.
Another day, another hope.
Is it pizza?
Another sandwich.
Oh. Would it be pizza? What? Oh. You know, pizza would be really good.
We got the hint. Presenting Lunchables Pizza. Three real crusts with all the toppings. Fun to make and eat. No need to heat.
Pizza? Thanks, Mom.
Lunchables brand pizza from Oscar Mayer.
Is it pizza?
Lunch will never be the same.
Oh, yeah. That's like dinner here. Either time one of us makes dinner, one of us comes up and is like, is it pussy?
Yeah.
Is it pussy? Oh.
Got any leftovers?
No, just cauliflower.
Yeah.
Is it pussy, Mom?
Did you ever have the hot dog Lunchables? They were like little mini. I did not like those.
No, me neither. It was I did. I liked them.
Yeah,
I did like them.
Yeah,
I can't remember a Lunchable I didn't like.
I always liked the nachos. Those are my favorite. You know, or the pizza ones.
They started with Taco Bell. The nachos.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were branded by Taco Bell for a while.
And the fucking like the tacos. You ever the tacos like the beef that were coming in the tube?
That was the tube that they did. And they got rid of the tacos. And
yeah, because I can't imagine what that meat was.
No. Well, it's probably Taco Bell meat, honestly.
It was probably fucking couch cushions and refried beans.
And like, I don't know why that came in my head.
It was horrible. But I remember just cold hot dogs. Like, it's always stuck with me because my neighbor, whenever we would like go over across the street to play like GoldenEye or whatever on his Nintendo 64, he would always play it while eating a cold hot dog.
Like hanging out of his mouth?
Yeah. But he would always go to the fridge and like, he would get the fucking cold hot dog all over his hands. And I'm always like, I don't want that controller.
Oh,
I don't want the one Brandon was using.
Hot dog water on it?
Yeah, because it's just then my goddamn hands smell like fucking hot dogs, you know?
It was me!
Yeah, exactly.
Who got hot dog water all over this controller? I don't know, man. One of the big snacks for my mom was she'd have hot dogs and sliced cheese in there all the time.
Yeah, no, those
so
are good.
She would just wrap a hot dog and sliced cheese and then be like, eat up. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
OG hot dog penis in the making, baby.
Yeah. I would eat cold hot dogs and my mom would be like, you're going to get worms. And I was like, shut up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wouldn't say shut up.
I remember one time my mom.
It's not true.
What?
That you're going to get worms from eating cold hot dogs. But, you know. It's like, oh, mom's a fucking. She knows shit. She's a health person.
My sister stopped eating hot dogs at one point, and we grew up maybe like a third at my dad's place on the river, a third definitely in the summer. So there was cookouts all the time. So you've been there for the river party, and the river party is a treat though because it's shit. What are those called?
Cookouts?
No, potluck.
Potluck.
It's like a potluck of like. Crazy game. There's like turtle you can eat there and shit. Like,
oh,
remember that? There's like just a ton of shit.
I was so fucking high, I thought I was gonna pass out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know what it was. Like, I drove there.
Too nervous or something?
I think that's what it was. Maybe. I don't know. Like, we got there, and I think it was because I smoked on an empty stomach. But I remember like sitting at the table and I was like, I'm gonna fucking fall over. I'm so fucking
that's a bummer
high right
the food
now.
Is so good.
Yeah, yeah, no, I loved
chicken
it.
Chicken is off the chain.
Yeah, I remember
Chris makes insane
chicken,
crab rangoons.
I had those. I had some cheesy potatoes.
Oh, those are great too.
I used to have a picture of my plate because I took a picture
of it.
It
was like everything there is good.
Yeah, yeah. I took a picture of it and I was like, I texted somebody. I was like, this might be my last meal because I'm so fucking high right now.
It was before Snapchat.
Yeah, yeah. I wish I had my old pictures, but I don't.
Yeah.
Because, you know. Whatever.
And dropped it in a sloppy wet pussy.
Yep. Big
ruined old her.
And anyways, y'all know that was a great.
But I
time.
Like grew up on hot dogs, and well, we'd cook out, and so not during the river parties. And my sister was like, "I'm not eating hot dogs. You know what's in those?" And I was like, "I don't care what's in them.
Goodness,
I'm about to eat six of these bitches right now and go jump in the river and take a big fat shit."
Let me ask you ever do hobo pies?
That sounds familiar, but
okay.
I probably have, but maybe they were called something different.
Probably
that's
called
the thing
something
about
different.
Redneck culture is like, yeah. You'd be like, you ever have this? And you're like, nah, but I've had this. And you're like, that's the same yeah. thing.
Well, it's the thing because I was introduced to it by my aunt, and I was like, Mom, what's a hobo pie? And she's like, I don't fucking know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk to me. So you take like
stop
it's pretty
asking
much
me about hot dogs all the time. Am I going to die? Am I going to get worms?
Yeah,
just don't
I
worry.
I fucking
about
hope so.
Yeah. I hope you do. Jesus.
Yeah. It's just like a grilled cheese, but you can like so yeah. You just take two pieces of bread and then you fill it with whatever you want, and then you like close it into this little thing, this little like thing that
oh,
you
it's
like
the over the fire thing.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's so the fucking like it's yeah. technically a pie maker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah. like people would like
makes
fill
like
them
half a thing with the crimped edges.
Yeah, and yeah. people would usually like fill them with like fruit and shit. But I was like, fuck, nah, I'm making pizza, man.
Uh-huh.
Making a fucking pizza grilled cheese, and it was so good.
So that's what they called hobo pies. Anything
yeah.
you made in that was like
yeah, that was
a
hobo
sandwich.
Pie. Yeah, okay. yeah, yeah. So yeah, it was just a grilled sandwich over by the fire or whatever.
So I fuck with hobo pies then, man.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah. yeah.
Walking tacos.
Oh, I love walking
Bruh,
tacos, man.
Don't get me even started about walking tacos. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You dusty old queef.
The first time I had a walking taco was at a
oh, shit, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Oh shit.
It was at, I remember I was with a friend and our brothers were playing in a fucking like, I want to say it was in East Grand Rapids. They were playing a playoff football game.
Probably they had fucking every sport, cocksuckers.
Yeah, and neither of us had ever heard of it, and we were like, "Oh, we'll get a walking taco." And
yeah,
then we
yeah always
ate
at outdoor sports events.
Yeah, and we ate it, and we're like, "That was so good." And we ended up eating four walking tacos
Bro,
during a football game.
Yeah,
it was so
especially,
fucking good, man.
Especially when the meat's too hot.
Yeah.
To eat right away, so
oh, yeah,
it
yeah.
soaks
yeah,
into
dude.
The Fritos.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, bro, I would make. I haven't eaten ground beef, I don't think, in such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big red meat dude, aside from, like, jerky.
Yeah.
I'll eat jerky and shit, but, like, I don't, like, cook red meat or, like, ground beef. Mm-hmm. Tacos and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think I've cooked red meat at home in probably 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I do get Hormel chili sometimes, and I'll eat that out
of
the
yeah.
The hot.
Yeah.
The spicy. Which is never on sale, you sons of bitches.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
I'll tell you, you... God damn it.
Where
did
old...
I put it? I'll tell you, you
dusty old queef.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's so good.
God damn it. I can't see a fucking thing.
I know, man.
All right. All right. Well, it's that time of the episode where it's everyone's least favorite. It's my least favorite, but it's my absolute okayest.
I love it.
When we actually
like
came to come up with something.
I love it. Oh, no, fuck it. I like it. I John Lovitz. I want some more of it. You know that song? I tried too hard. Da-na-na-na. That's a country.
And then the next
horrible
line
song
is like,
you could have the pussy, just save me the
house. That's exactly what it
I
is.
Knew it.
Good old Fallon
it.
Jackson.
Mm. Getting in that pussy house.
That snap is so fucking good.
Oh, all right, everybody. Name the episode.
Yeah, I think we
I
got
think
a good one.
Come
a Kalinian.
Come on, Kalicia.
Ooh, sure. Why not?
Come on,
Chameleon.
Leon. I don't know.
Kings right. of Leon?
We can come on, Kings of Leon.
Yeah.
We've got a name for you, and I think you're going to love it.
Uh huh.
I like it.
I love it.
I want some more Filet-O Squish Sandwich, baby.
Yes. It's a good one. It's a good one.
Featuring the Ghost Whisperers.
Yes.
That is the name of the episode for everybody. I'm fucking psyched about it. I had a fucking blast.
Yep.
I can't believe we found all those tapes. You guys.
Yeah, man. We got
there,
some more, maybe.
There are
I think.
So many of these fucking tapes.
At least 69.
I got to at least name them something different because I don't know if they did these and then just put them in our dad's asses.
Yeah.
But they did not label them correctly. This one's called like snake jizz stuff junk.
And spooky shit.
Yeah, there's a bunch that just say spooky shit. They're not even numbered.
Yeah.
That most of them just say 69 on them, which I'm a fan of, but so I'd love to know where they met our dads, but they don't talk to us, so we'll never find out. We'll never bust that mystery.
Nope.
But thank you guys so much for listening.
Yeah.
I apologize for everything as usual, and so
Heard
that dog. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban. You can find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban on Instagram. I don't do anything on Twitter. I say this all the time. Go to moistjunk.com. What did I just put up? Oh,
beanie, dog.
Yeah, I didn't do the new beanie yet, though.
Oh, my bad.
I didn't put any House Sadness junk up yet, but I'm going to do that soon.
It's getting the winter time.
But I did put the beanie for Moist up. There is a beanie up, and there's different color choices. Yeah. There is going to be a beanie for House Sadness, so go to moistjunk.com and keep checking it out, or follow me on Instagram. I will post about it. Follow me at Jacob Allen Kuban or at Moist Junk, and you'll find out about it. And then we also have a shirt. I know one of our big boys.
Oh yeah,
got a preview.
Maddie. I don't know if he likes being called that, but Mr. Matt Harper.
Yeah, he's got one. Good dude. Look good on a boy.
Yeah, he does.
And so it's good to go. We're gonna start selling those soon. And it's all gravy and
get some
Navy.
Shit, man. Support the cast. Tell your friends. And
honestly, if you buy shit from Moist Junk, you're technically supporting the cast, whether it be House Sadness stuff or my stuff in general. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think I put anything else new up, but go check out. Go get your dick right shirt. That's
sure, why
just
not?
Necessary.
Yeah,
in general.
Fucking fuckheads.
I was
wearing
that once, and a group of black girls walked by me, and they just go, "Get your dick right."
Oh, really?
And I was like, "Yeah."
They were
like,
"They know what's up.
He knows what's going on." And I was like, "Wow, all right, that was the coolest fucking experience." I dug it. But
I heard that. Heard.
Thanks
that,
for
sister.
Listening, and sorry for everything, and. To close it out, we got Mr.
Casey _ Stoddard, all lowercase. I don't post much. Respect my privacy. And what a cunt thing to say.
No, hey, please don't follow me. Respect my privacy. This isn't for you. It's for me.
Yeah, pretty
this
much.
This is for my own.
I'll start posting a little more.
Yeah. But, we're not allowed to listen to the beginning of this song because it's too close to a... museum. Fucking playground. Jesus Christ, I'm fucking retarded. Night at the playground.
We got it.
You guys, I'm gay.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would've known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just did what I always do. Every day the same routine before I skate off to school. But who knew that this day wasn't like the rest? Instead of taking the test, I took two to the chest. Call me blind, but I didn't see it coming. Everybody was running, but I couldn't hear nothing except gun blast. It happened so fast, I didn't really know this kid, though I survived in class. Maybe this kid was reaching out for love, or maybe for a moment he forgot who he was, or maybe this kid just wanted to be hugged. Whatever it was, I know it's because we are. Was given the world with every chance to excel. Hang with the boys and hear the stories they tell. She might act kind of proud, but no respect for herself. She finds love in all the wrong places. The same situations, just different faces. Change up her pace since her daddy left her. Too bad he never told her she deserved much better. Johnny boy always played the fool. He broke all the rules so you would think he was cool. He was never really one of the guys. No matter how hard he tried, at the thought of suicide. It's kind of hard when you ain't got no friends. He put his life to an end, they might remember him then. You cross the line and there's no turning back. Told the world how he felt with the sound of a gat. No matter what you say, it don't take away the pain that I feel inside. I'm tired of all the lies. Don't nobody know why. It's the blindly.